Chapter 10. More fun in the park. I went to Central Park many more times during my stay, and it was often to see a cultural event which was free of charge. More than 30 pop and jazz concerts were programmed there in the summer. I particularly enjoyed a production of Puccini's opera, La Bohème. I also went to one very special event that was a mixture of culture and sports. "It's the Broadway Show League," Jason said. "Most of the Broadway shows form teams with their actors and technicians and play softball every Thursday morning." "What's softball?" I asked. "It's just like baseball, only it's played with a bigger ball, which is also a little softer," Jason explained. "The tradition of people from different shows playing softball against each other started as informal games in the 1950s. Eventually, a proper league was formed. They've even got a sponsor now who donates money to fight AIDS. I'll be playing on the Lion King team next Thursday morning. Do you want to come and see the game?" "Sure," I replied. "But I'm worried that I won't understand what's going on." Although I'd played baseball in Florida when I was little, I didn't remember the rules. "Well, let's ask Jose Luis if he's free that day," said Jason. "I'm sure that he knows the rules for baseball and softball. After all, he's working as a sports journalist here." Jose Luis said that he would love to go to the game. "I might even write an article about it for my newspaper," he added cheerfully. The following Thursday, the three of us walked to Central Park. It was a beautiful, sunny summer's day. We entered the park on 63rd Street and soon reached an enormous area that had at least 6 different softball fields inside it. It was interesting to see the actors from Jason's show dressed as normal people outside the theatre. There were lots of people on his team, but I didn't recognise any of them from the show. I asked Jason about it just before their game started. "Of course you don't recognise them. They were dressed up as animals," Jason explained. "Nobody knows what they really look like." Jose Luis and I sat on the side of the field and watched the game. Everyone on both teams was having a lot of fun. I was glad that Jose Luis was with me because he helped me a lot by explaining what was happening in the game. "Are you guys from Spain?" asked a voice behind us. We turned around and saw a man wearing a baseball cap and sunglasses. We recognized him immediately. It was the actor Antonio Banderas. "I heard you talking in Spanish and recognized your accents," he continued. "Especially yours," he said to Jose Luis. "You're also from Andalusia, aren't you?" Jose Luis nodded. "Do you mind if I sit with you?" Antonio Banderas asked. "I wanted to see a Broadway Show League game, but I don't know much about softball, and it sounds like you do. It's also nice to speak to people from my own country." "We don't mind at all," I responded quickly. "How cool to watch the game with a celebrity." Antonio sat down and watched the rest of the game with us. He was nice and very funny. He asked Jose Luis a lot of questions about softball, but he also wanted to know about us. I couldn't believe that I was spending a lovely summer's morning in Central Park talking and laughing with Antonio Banderas. This could only happen in New York, I thought, very amused. "Well, that was fun," he said when the game ended. "It was great to see the game with you. I'd like to invite you to my show. I'll tell the people at the ticket office at the theatre to expect a phone call from my 2 Spanish friends. Phone when you've got a free evening, and there will be 2 free tickets waiting for each of you. However, you must promise to come to my dressing room after the show to say hello, okay?" "Okay," we said in unison. "I can't wait to tell everybody in Spain about this," I thought. Another memorable event in Central Park that summer was going to see Shakespeare in the Park. Every summer, a free Shakespeare play is performed in Central Park in a theatre called De La Courte, which is close to where the Philharmonic concert was held. The same group of people that were at the concert went to the play. This time, we decided to go to see King Lear on a Sunday evening so that Jason could also come. There was only an afternoon performance on Sundays. He promised to meet us in the park after it was over. Although the Shakespeare performance started at 8 p.m, we agreed to meet near the theatre at 11 a.m. "Why are we meeting so early?" I asked Jason that morning. "We want to get there before it's too crowded," Jason explained. "People line up to get their free tickets early, and it's done in an original way. There's a nice field next to the theatre, so people organise picnics while they are waiting for someone to distribute the tickets. The line actually consists of different picnics. Sometime between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m, a representative from the Delacourt Theatre asks people to form a proper line so that he can distribute the tickets for that evening's performance. Everyone takes their things, lines up, and receives their tickets for that evening's show. That sounds like a very original and enjoyable way to wait for tickets," I observed. "But you won't be there to get a ticket." "Don't worry," said Jason. "Every ticket is good for two people. We can both go in with your ticket." It was another sunny day, and we had a delicious and relaxing picnic while we were waiting for the tickets. I had brought Jason's football with me, and after getting the tickets, we organised a small match between us and the group of people who had been behind us in the line. Although Americans in general aren't big fans of football, I was surprised to see that a few of them actually played quite well. The production of King Lear was as good as any Shakespeare play that I'd seen in London, and I was very impressed with the acting. "I can't believe how many things I've done in this park," I said to Elaine as we were leaving the theatre. "It's a very special park for a very special city," she replied, smiling at me and taking my hand.